Osho, The Discipline of Transcendence, Volume 2, Discourse Number 11, Tape 2.
Have you watched the small children when they start speaking? They don't say, I am thirsty. They say, Bobby is thirsty. They don't say, I am thirsty. They don't have any eyes. By and by they learn the eye, because they start feeling thou. Thou comes first, then comes I. As a reaction to thou, they started feeling that there are other people who are separate from Bobby. And they are called thou, you. Then by and by he starts learning the I. But I is just a utility. Useful, perfectly useful. Use it. I'm not saying stop using I, because that will create troubles. But know well that there is no I within you. It is just a linguistic convenience. Just as the name is a convenience, so is the I. When a child is born, he has no name. Then we call him Ram or Krishna. And he becomes a Ram. Later on, if you insult the name Ram, he will start fighting. And he had come in the world without a name. And he has no name. It is just a label. Utilitarian. Needed. But nothing true in it. He can as well be called Krishna or Muhammad or Mansur or anything. Any name will do, because he is nameless. That's why I change your names when I initiate you into sannyas. Just to give you a feeling that the name can be changed, it does not belong to you. It can easily be changed. It has a utility in the world, but it has no reality. The child learned that his name is Ram. Name is for others to call him. He cannot call himself Ram, because that too will be confusing. Others call him Ram, he has to call himself something else. Otherwise it will be confusing. Swami Ramtirtha used to call himself Ram in the third person. It was very confusing. He was a beautiful man. And just not to use I, because the I has created so much trouble. Just a gesture. He used to call himself Ram. When he went to America, he will say suddenly, Ram is thirsty. And people will not understand what he means, Ram is thirsty. They will look around, who is Ram? And he will say, this Ram is thirsty. But this is confusing. You say, I am thirsty, and things are settled. Because when you use the name, it seems that somebody else is thirsty. So there is a need for a name others can call, and there is a need for something, a symbol that you can call yourself. It is a need of the society. It has nothing to do with existence or reality. You should think of the four elements of which the body is composed. Buddha says the body is composed of fire, earth, water, air. These four things are there. They are real things. And there is nothing else. Behind these four things, there is just pure space inside you. That pure space is what you really are. That zero space. Buddha does not want to call it even a self, because the self carries again some distant reflection of the ego. So he calls it no self, anatta. He does not call it atma, self. He calls it anatma, no self. And he is right. He is absolutely right. One should not call it any name. I have come across it. It has no name. And it has no form. It has no substance. And it has no center. It is just immense, pure, empty, full. It is pure bliss, Satchidanand. It is truth, it is consciousness, it is bliss, but it has no I sense in it. It is not confined by anything, it has no boundaries. It is pure space. To attain to that purity is what Buddha says is nirvana. The word nirvana is beautiful. It means blowing out a flame. There is a lamp. You go and blow out the flame of the lamp. Then Buddha says, do you ask where the flame has gone now? Can anybody answer where the flame has gone now? Buddha says, it has simply disappeared into infinity. It has not gone anywhere, it has gone everywhere. It has not gone to any particular address, it has become universal. Blowing out a flame is the meaning of the word nirvana. And Buddha says, when you blow out your ego, the flame of the ego, only pure space is left. Then you are nobody in particular. You are everybody. Then you are universal. Then you are this vast benediction, this bliss, this beatitude. Then you are it. Enough for today.